This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
I know everybody's looking for Tommy Lugauer on WFAN. Relax, we'll get to him.
Tommy Lugauer.
Lugie.
Start dart.
I love Tommy.
No biggie.
Yeah, dude's dogs damage.
I believe in positive Tommy.
Oh, I've been working nights.
They call me Tommy the Rationalizer.
We all know Tommy Lugauer is a generational talent.
It's After Hours with Tommy Lugauer on The Fan.
All right, let's go. Tommy Lugauer. Lugie. The Knicks are in a major funk right now. There's no other way to slice it. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The Knicks are in a major funk right now. There's absolutely no other way to slice it. Zero energy. Carl Anthony Towns had an absolutely awful game tonight. More on him in a second. The defense has been brutal. The Knicks have low-key been bad since they won the NBA Cup. Now, I don't think there's a correlation to that. I really don't. They played one extra game, the finals, that didn't count. The rest of those games were regular season games. They've been in a funk since winning the NBA Cup, but I think it has more to do with Josh Hart not playing most of the last couple games that they've lost. The opponents that they've played, which are hard-hat teams that give the Knicks a lot of problems, especially Karl Anthony Towns. And it just feels like they're tired. I don't think it has to do with the NBA Cup. They just have tired legs. Jalen Brunson looks exhausted. OG Anunoby has looked exhausted. And the Knicks right now are playing their worst basketball of the season. They have lost four games in a row. They've gotten blown out in these games, non-competitive. They fought back a little bit against the Hawks and a little bit against the Sixers. But still, they've been great at Madison Square Garden. They lost two in a row there. And then you get to Detroit tonight, and you knew this was a game that the Pistons and their fans had circled on their calendar. They wanted to get their lick back from last year. When you get eliminated in the playoffs and you have the type of series that the Knicks and Pistons had, which was back and forth, very physical, a lot of stuff with the officials, a lot of emotion. It was a great series. It was a fun series. It was a raucous series. The Knicks prevailed, but you knew, especially with the start that Detroit has gotten off to this year, that that team and that fan base circled this game on the calendar, and they were going to get up for it. Well, the Knicks, they didn't match that energy. Because right now, they can't. They have tired legs, and they really miss Josh Hart. Josh Hart is one of those guys that brings so much to a basketball team. His energy, his rebounding, his ability to push the ball, it's infectious. And when he's not on the court, the Knicks just look like a different squad. They suffer mightily, especially in the energy department. second chance, you know, rebounds, pushing the ball, loose balls, rah-rah. I've been saying it for years. Josh Hart is the heart and soul, pun intended, of this basketball team. He really is. And he's having a great year, too, especially shooting, which is not one of his strengths, especially from three-point land, which he has done. But that's not really what they're missing right now. They're missing his intensity, his defense, his rebounding, his hustle, second chance points, second chance rebounds, diving into the crowd. Josh Hart is sorely missed right now. And the Knicks are in a major funk, and they need a spark to pull themselves out of this. They need something to get the energy back and the feels back. Because ever since they won the NBA Cup, and I'm not blaming the NBA Cup, it's part of the sport. It's something that's been implemented by the league. If you enter something, you want to win it. So I'm not saying, oh, just because they won the NBA Cup, this is why they're struggling. I think it's just a coincidence. I think this is, not that it's the middle of the season, but this basketball team has hit a bump in the road, and they are dragging right now, and they are getting exposed because they are tired, and they're without one of their key players, especially energy-wise, and they've run into, especially the last couple games, Sixers, Pistons, two teams that are tough, lunch pail, pain in the necks. Like, the Sixers is a brutal match. Maxey and Edgecombe give you a lot of problems, especially with their ability to drive the basketball and their ability to get to the rim, get to the tin. That's tough, especially with the Knicks' deficiencies on defense. And right now, defensively, they're a mess.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Now, let me set the record straight. I still think this is a championship team. I still think the Knicks are going to the finals. I still think the Knicks are winning the championship. But the team I'm looking at right now is not a championship team. But luckily, it's January. And, oh, I mean, the Thunder are losing right now by 30 to the Hornets, who have like 8 wins. But when you see this night in, night out, you understand that, all right, something is wrong. Josh Hart is a big part of that. Energy is a big part of that. Tired legs is a big part of that. Defensively, that's a big part of it. And then you get Karl Anthony Towns tonight, and Cat has this issue when you play these type of teams. Lunch pail, hard hat, rough and tough, defensive-minded teams – Cat disappears. And Karl Anthony Towns had as bad a basketball game performance tonight that you will ever see. I mean, the box score looks like it's made up. When you watched him tonight, you wondered what planet he was on. He was a complete and utter no-show. It was embarrassing, and it is unacceptable because this is the type of team you're going to see in the playoffs, whether it is the Sixers, whether it is the Pistons, whether it is the Celtics. You're going to have to bring it, and you're going to have to bring it every single game, and you're going to have to roll your sleeves up, and you're going to have to get into these type of brawls. Not literally, but you're going to have to match intensity with these rough and tough teams. And you can't have these no-show cat games. And that's what tonight was. Especially when the team is dragging. Like, they need a spark. They need somebody to carry them right now. Without Josh Hart, who is their emotional leader, who is their energy, who is their rebounder, you know, Mitch, of course, too, but Josh Hart is just that guy that has so many, brings so many intangibles. When he's not on the floor, they need somebody else to step up. And this is the type of game that you look at when you say, all right, somebody's got to stop the bleeding. Somebody in a hostile environment against, record-wise, the best team in the Eastern Conference, against a team that you know looked at this game for months, because it's the first time that the Knicks and Pistons have met this year, you knew that Detroit would be up for it. Even though they're a little bit banged up, even though they've had a great start to their season, you could say, ah, maybe they'll overlook it. Not really. That's not what I thought going into it. I knew they were going to get up for it. And the Knicks walk in wounded, tired, and they couldn't find that extra gear to get them going. And that's where you need a Karl Anthony Towns to step up and have a monster game, which he can do against, you know, weaker opponents. But what you need, and especially tonight, is for Karl Anthony Towns to give you that monster kind of game. 35, 15. Instead, he was absolutely horrific and completely no-showed. Both defensively, both offensively. I don't know what's going on with Jalen Brunson either. He looks tired. Maybe he needs a couple days off. Seriously, he just looks gassed. And he's looked that way for a week or so. Anunoby looks tired. And Josh Hart means a lot. He is only one player, but I do think if he's on the floor, they win one of these last couple games for sure. But there's no excuses. And I'm not going to sit here and make any. Doesn't mean I'm waving the white flag. Still think it's a championship team. Still think they're getting to the finals. Still think it's Knicks in 26. Now, would I make a few moves at the deadline? Yes. Do I think the Knicks are in great position to make a lot of moves? No. Would I want a Jose Alvarado on this team? Absolutely. Not only what he brings defensively, but you got to add more players to this bench. Now, they've expanded it, but you need as many bodies as you can, because if you're going to get no-show performances like this from your stars, then you need more people to be able to pick up the slack. And tonight, in a game where I think this was more of a test, quite frankly, for the Knicks, to be honest with you, just based on the way they were playing. Like, if this was early in the year, I would say, all right, this is on Detroit. Let's see what they're made of. You know, they had high hopes going into the season, even though they didn't add another star player, which I thought was something they should have done in the offseason. You added Duncan Robinson, who's good, but not a star player. And Cade Cunningham obviously is on the ascend to being a star player. If you want to say he's already there, then fine, but he's certainly on his way. But they don't have that secondary, real, true star player. You added Duncan Robinson, good player, not great. They didn't add that star player, so they still had a lot to prove this year. But coming into this game, the way the Knicks have been playing, I really thought it was a gut check type of game for New York, for us. And they didn't answer the bell. And right now, they can't answer the bell. The one thing you could always rely on and hang your hat on is that they will show up, and they haven't shown up the last three games. They've essentially gotten their doors blown off three straight. Atlanta, Philly, and Detroit. And I'm telling you right now, Philly is going to be a very tough matchup, especially if that pig and bead wants to play and is on the floor. And the problems that the Sixers present with their guards. And Detroit, and I will say this again, and I said it a week or two ago with Evan and Tiki, one of my last shows with them. The Knicks have to get the one seed. I don't want to hear about seeding doesn't matter. The Knicks have to get the one seed. They have been bad on the road this year. Bad. I want to play all, you know, the majority of the games in a series at Madison Square Garden. Because outside of the last two, they've been great there. And I want home court advantage. Last year, different story. Knicks were a better road team. They were road warriors, especially in the playoffs. This year, it's been the complete opposite. Now, maybe it flips in the next couple of months. We'll see. But the way they played over the first couple of months, I want home court advantage. So every game matters. And if you want to scream and yell about the NBA Cup, have at it. I'm not going to. I'm not. The Knicks are doing right by it, and we'll get into James Dolan and the stuff he had to say with Craig and C-Mac earlier today. They're not hanging the banner. They're doing the right thing. Dolan said, we are going to hang a banner, a championship banner, which is the perfect answer. I wanted to give him a hug. What a brilliant answer. I mean, James Dolan gets a lot of flack, but that's an excellent answer and the best possible answer you could give. I have no problem winning the NBA Cup and doing what you got to do to win that game. I have a more of an issue with the league and having the finals mean nothing besides a cup, literal cup, and a banner that you have an option whether you want to hang. Like, that game should have counted. It should mean something in the standings. Like, the Knicks should have gotten something, either a tiebreaker or, you know, if it's a extra playoff game at home in the first round, something. That is my bigger issue, not the tournament itself. But they have been low-key bad since it. And right now, they're lacking in energy. They're lacking defensively. Karl Anthony Towns has way too many of these no-show performances, especially against rough and tough, blue-collar, hard-hat teams, which is what the Pistons are, which is what the Sixers are. And when we get to April, May, June, you can't have these type of games. I'll chalk it up to a bump in the road. I'll chalk it up to a team that's tired. I'll chalk it up to a team that's missing their emotional leader right now, their heart and soul, their energy guy in Josh Hart. But they need a swift kick in the ass right now, and they have to dig deep, and they have to get over this funk that they're in right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.